A jury in Colorado did not deliberate long, just a day and a half. Then they delivered a guilty verdict for James Holmes. He was the shooter in Aurora, Colorado, 3 years ago. He came to the midnight premiere of the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, and he carried out a massacre, killing 12 people, injuring 70 more. The jury rejected his claim of insanity. From Colorado Public Radio, Ben Marcus reports.
On the eve of the three-year anniversary of the shooting, the gunman was summoned to the courtroom. The jury had reached its verdict.
All right, would the defendant please stand for the reading of the verdicts?
The courtroom was tense as Judge Carlos Samore opened the envelope from the jury. Families of the dead were in the gallery. Many of the injured who testified in the trial were there too.
Verdict form, count one, murder in the first degree after deliberation. Jonathan Blunk. We, the jury, find the defendant, James Egan Holmes, guilty of murder in the first degree after deliberation.
The families wept as the judge read the verdicts. Some jurors wiped away tears, too.
Count two, murder in the first degree after deliberation, Alexander Boyk. We, the jury, find the defendant, James Egan Holmes, guilty.
A mixture of sadness and relief swept through the families in the courtroom as it was immediately apparent that Holmes's insanity defense had failed. Holmes stood nearly motionless with his hands in his pockets as the verdicts were read. His mother and father bowed their heads. It took the judge an hour to read through all 165 counts of murder and attempted murder. Outside the courtroom, a rainstorm had just passed and a bright rainbow formed in the background. Jansen Young stood in front of dozens of TV cameras. Her boyfriend, Jonathan Blunk, died shielding her from the bullets. Young was shocked at how quickly the jury returned a verdict.
I felt so much relief. I just feel closure and a weight lifted that I didn't even know was there.
The trial lasted 3 months. More than 250 witnesses took the stand. Psychiatric experts with differing opinions on Holmes's sanity testified. Sandy Phillips, whose daughter Jessica Gowie was killed in the theater, was pleased that the jury found him sane and guilty.
We're very happy that this animal, this monster, will never see the light of day.
The question now is, will Holmes get the death penalty? And families of victims seem split. Tom Sullivan, whose son Alex died after being shot in the heart, was unequivocal.
I hope I can do everything I can to see that this guy's Colorado privileges are taken away, that he no longer gets to breathe the sweet air us Coloradans get to breathe anymore.
But Tom Teeves, who also had a son named Alex die in the theater, said he didn't care.
All I care is that he wasn't back on the street to kill somebody else's kid, because you know what? It sucks to have your kid dead. It sucks and it'll never stop sucking.
And while he's pleased with the verdict, he said it couldn't bring his son Alex back. That sentiment was echoed by Marcus Weaver, who was shot in the arm, and his friend Rebecca Wingo killed sitting next to him in the theater.
We'll never forget what happened in the wee hours of July 20th at the hands of the shooter. And so that's the painful part.
Jurors have a few days off. They return to the courtroom on Wednesday for the sentencing phase, which is expected to last weeks. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.